Welcome back. What will land? The leak of an opinion has Democrats in the Senate moving to preempt a potential Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. In fact, there is a vote on this happening in the Senate today. To preview this vote, we turn to Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
So what exactly will senators be voting on today?
So this is a few steps removed from an actual vote on codifying the Roe v. Wade of abortion protections, because the Senate is not something that's an easy institution to follow. They're going to take a procedural vote today. Technically, you have to have a vote to allow debate to begin. It's called invoking cloture. That will be the vote that we have today. It's subject to 60 votes, so you have to overcome a filibuster. It will fail. Probably by 10 or 11 votes, and that will be it. It will largely then the issue of abortion access and abortion rights will largely fall to the midterm elections, because there's not a whole lot that Senate Democrats can do here to move this forward. This is a bill that has already passed the Democrat-led House, but again, in the House, you just need a simple majority. Democrats were able to pass that on their own. That will not be the case in the Senate. And even if it were the case in the Senate, it doesn't appear that there are even 50 Senate Democrats who are going to vote for this. Joe Manchin has not supported this type of legislation in the past. He's not expected to support this bill today. We expect that final outcome in the 50-50 divided Senate to actually be 49-51.
Is it safe to call what's going to happen today with this procedural vote more of a symbolic vote?
Yeah, you say symbolic, show vote, whatever you want to call it. It puts every senator on record.
Yeah.
And truthfully, it's a vote that I think Republicans and Democrats, regardless of where they fall on the issue of abortion access, are eager to take. This is going to be something that you hear talked about. Now, I don't know how important the Roe v. Wade opinion, once it's released by the Supreme Court, is ultimately going to be in the midterms. I think polling still shows that, the economy remains a top-tier sort of 1A, 1B, 1C issue for most voters. But, you know, as Chuck Schumer said last week, he said it again yesterday, this is the first time that the Senate takes a vote like this, that it's not sort of a symbolic exercise, that you know, the outcome here matters, he says, because of what is now expected to come out of the Supreme Court.
Do we know what time this procedural vote is taking place, Jared?
Yep. They've locked in an agreement. There's going to be a vote series that begins around 2:30. So it's the second vote in that vote series. The Senate isn't exactly like Swiss timing here, but I would expect the vote in sort of the 2 to 3 o'clock range here in Washington.
Well, Jared, I appreciate you breaking it down for us this morning.
Sure thing. Yeah.
That's Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern joining us live here on WoWo. He is our DC correspondent that we check in with on a regular basis.
Podcasts by Federated Media.